I'm back and refreshed. Let's go ahead and think about more Ayurveda. Oh, talk. I don't know. Okay, so here we are. We're back at Kapha, the energy of lubrication. General description: Kapha types are blessed with strength, endurance, and stamina. In balance, they tend to have sweet, loving dispositions and be stable and grounded. Their skin is oily and smooth. Physically, Kapha people may gain weight easily and have a slow metabolism. They tend to shun exercise. They have thick skin, and their bodies and muscles are well developed. Their eyes are large and attractive, with thick, long lashes and brows. Kapha people evacuate slowly, and feces tend to be soft, pale, and oily. Perspiration is moderate. Sleep is deep and prolonged. Kapha types are attracted to sweet, salty, and oily foods, but their constitutions are most balanced by bitter, astringent, and pungent tastes. Psychologically, Kapha people tend to be calm, tolerant, and forgiving. However, they may become lethargic. While they may be slow to comprehend, their long-term memory is excellent. When out of balance, Kaphas tend to exercise. When out of balance, Kaphas tend to experience greed, envy, attachment, and possessiveness. In the external world, Kapha tendencies toward groundedness, stability, and attachment help them to earn and hold on to money. They are more likely to have diseases connected to the water principles, such as flu, sinus congestion, and other diseases involving mucus. Sluggishness, excessive weight, diabetes, water retention, and headaches are also common. Kapha can become more aggravated as the moon gets full because there is a tendency for water retention at that time. Winter is the time of greatest Kapha accumulation, and following the Kapha balancing, dietary and lifestyle changes are more important during that season. Dietary considerations. Dietary guidelines for Kapha people stress bitter, astringent, and pungent tastes. They actually need foods that will invigorate their mind while limiting their overall consumption of food. They should avoid dairy products and fats of any kind, especially fried or greasy foods. And bodies. It just ends there. That's a whole different sentence. And bodies. Okay, those with Kapha dominant constitutions, those with Kapha dominant constitutions need less grain than Pitta or Vata constitutions, with buckwheat and millet, more eating, being optimal grains for them, followed by barley, rice, and corn. Roasted or dry cooked grains are best. All vegetables are good for Kapha, but one should emphasize leafy greens and vegetables grown around or above ground more than root vegetables, while avoiding very sweet, sour, or juicy vegetables. Generally, Kapha people need raw vegetables, although steamed or stir-fried are easier to digest. Very sweet or sour fruits should be avoided, with the more astringent and drying fruits being preferable, such as apples, apricots, cranberries, mangoes, peaches, and pears. Only rarely do Kapha people need animal foods, and when they do, it should be dry cooked. Baked, roasted, broiled, never fried. They should eat chicken, eggs, rabbit, seafood, and venison. As their bodies do not require large amounts of protein, they should also not overeat legumes, although these are far better for them than meat because of the lack of fat. Black beans, mung beans, and pinto beans, and light red beans are best for the Kapha type. The heavy qualities of nuts and seeds aggravate Kapha, as does the oil in them. Occasional sunflower and pumpkin seeds are all right. Almond, corn, safflower, or sunflower oils can be used in small amounts as well. The same holds true for dairy products. In general, Kapha people should avoid the heavy, cooling, sweet qualities of dairy. A little ghee for cooking and some consumption of goat's milk is good for Kapha types. Since Kapha types should avoid sweets, the only sweetener they should use is raw honey, which is heating. However, they can use all spices except salt, with ginger and garlic being best for them. A person whose dominant dosha is Kapha, and who has very little influence from the other two doshas, can benefit from the occasional use of stimulants such as coffee and tea. They are also not as harmed by tobacco and hard liquor. However, they really do not need alcohol at all. If they elect to use alcohol, wine is their best choice. General guidelines for balancing Kapha: get plenty of exercise, avoid heavy foods, keep active, avoid dairy, avoid ice food or drinks, vary routine, avoid fatty, oily foods, eat light, dry food, and don't take naps in the day. Remember, your progress toward a balance and health. Oh, that up. Remember that your progress toward balance and health is proportional to how well you stick to the guidelines of diet and lifestyle. Old habits sometimes die hard, and your changes may be very gradual, but to achieve progress, changes need to be made. You are in charge of your own rate of change. If you do wish to learn more about Ayurveda, we highly recommend Dr. Ladd's Ayurveda, The Science of Self-Healing for a Conceptual Understanding of Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. For guidelines and explanations about the Ayurvedic approach to food and healing, we also recommend Usha Ladd and Dr. Ladd's cookbook, Ayurvedic Cooking for Self-Healing. Bibliography. Ladd Vasant, Ayurveda, The Science of Self-Eating. Lotus Press is the publisher. I'm just not going to go through those. If you want to read those, go ahead and jump on the Ayurveda website, which this was read from, ayurveda.com/PDF/intro_Ayurveda.pdf. Again, this was a reading by Kevon Lindeberg. I hope this helped somebody. I didn't retain any of it. Let me go back and read it again. You should too!